Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 531. My name's Wilkins. This is on Oklahoma.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, good. Good. How are you? I haven't seen you since last 4th of July.
Yes, last week. A lot of fun. I kind of want to get into a few things on
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think you're surprised. I mean,
it's, I feel like I should let him in now. Hold on. I got to let him in.
Yeah, of course. Oh, well, they let themselves in. Okay. Yeah. They don't even have thumbs. I closed the door. How did that happen?
They're sneaky little buggers. I tell you. Sneaky little buggers. Yeah, we did. We survived 4th of July. We had a great time. Anna came by, drank some bourbon. I had a great picture of you with a nice bottle.
I took two sips.
She was chugging out of the bottle. She was chugging. Nasty. You didn't even know.
Nasty. I don't know how you drink that. It tastes like medicine.
It is. It's poison. It's rotten.
Medicine poison, yeah.
Rotten barley and rye and corn. And then they put it in a pot and boil it. And then it is gross. It's not ladylike to drink. I got to be honest. I think maybe I might be sexist a little bit. Because when I see women like in the Facebook groups that I'm in.
The bourbon Facebook groups?
Yeah.
You're in bourbon Facebook groups?
Yeah.
Yikes. I smell middle age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm well into it.
You're probably I don't know how long you're planning on living, but I'd say you're
not very
deep
long.
In
no, I'm just
middle
kidding.
Aged.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like this is my 40th year. So, I mean, really, if I'm lucky, I'm going to get like half my life is over. Like if I'm lucky with the way I'm taking care of myself right now. I mean, it might be much less.
Yeah, possibly. But anyways, back to the sexist comment you were about to make.
Well, I think that anybody should do what they want to do, but also why are you drinking that? You don't need to be drinking that. You don't like it. I barely like it. I just don't. And you brought it up. It's disgusting.
It's nasty.
So
but I also think beers are gross, and basically alcohol is disgusting, but being drunk is fun.
I don't like seeing women drink beer.
Really?
What is wrong with me?
Just because you think it's like it's a man's game, and I don't care, by the way, nothing really offends me. So feel
it's
free to
just,
talk
it's
really.
Not good. Like, I guess if it's like a craft beer, that's like a honeysuckle penelope ale, then I'm like, okay, I get it. But if you're like abroad cracking open a Bud Light,
you don't like
there's
that.
Something
bug.
About it huh. That bugs me.
What about a seltzer?
Seltzers are fine.
What about if a man is drinking a seltzer?
It's fine, but it's also
is that because
a little.
You like seltzers?
I don't like them. I don't dislike them. Like they get the job
they're
done. They're all right. I had one of yours the other day that you left in the fridge.
I left one in the fridge?
You left two in the fridge. There's one in there. You want it?
Snap. No.
Go down there
all.
And get it.
A
get
truly
hammered.
Yummy.
Again. Yeah. But I don't know. Like it's if your friend's drinking either a seltzer or a Bud Light, you still make comments about sexuality. Like, I didn't know you were gay. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
I don't say that.
It's a rib. It's
I
not serious.
That,
exactly.
But I didn't say that.
Exactly.
What other drinks, like in your mind, and not allowed, we're not using the word allowed, but what do you think is like permissible for women to drink and get away with?
I like a fruity beverage, like a margarita or a pina colada.
Like a girl with a skinny marg in her hand.
Skinny
that's a good
marg.
Work. What about a martini? That's kind of classy.
Martini's all right. Yeah, I think that's a unisex drink there. Okay. A nice martini.
Depending on the glass or?
No, I think any glass. Well,
if you use the martini glass, to me, that's a very dainty, feminine glass.
Well, what else would you serve a martini in?
I don't know. One of the shooter, what do you call it? The ones that you like. What is that called?
A Glencairn?
Short glass.
I think that's what it's
called. Yeah, short glass.
Like a shot glass?
Not a shot glass. The next level up. Not 30 mils, but like what you would have a like a Manhattan in. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what a Manhattan is.
You don't know what it is?
I mean, I've heard it. I know it's a thing, but I don't know what it looks like.
The sugar and the...
Let me... All right, now I got to look.
Is that the one where you muddle? I always get a Manhattan and a...
Are you sure you're not talking about an old-fashioned?
Well, they're like same, but different. An old-fashioned and a Manhattan is... I would always get them confused, but they're served in a same glass.
Okay, is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, not that glass.
Not this glass.
No, not that glass at all. That's like a more of a... That is a martini glass. If you scroll down, you should be able to find one where... There you go.
Okay. That
one,
that's right like there. A bourbon glass. Yeah. Let me pull it up so that people can see it here. Present, share screen, and let's do Manhattan drink. Boom. So Anna's talking about this boy.
That glass.
Right here.
So if you put a martini in that glass, I feel like that's permissible for a man to drink without being, mocked.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. But I feel like, you know, there's also cultural events that happen with stuff, right? So when James Bond started drinking martinis.
He drank martinis?
Yeah, of course he did. Shaken, not stirred. Sorry. Cultural
before
phenomenon.
Before my time. You're much older than me.
Not much.
Much older than
me. A little.
Much older.
A little bit.
He's basically Gen X. I'm
little
baby.
Bit. No.
My baby.
But yeah, that's, I mean, I think that's where martinis kind of got there. Okay. Tough guys can drink martinis as well.
Mm. Okay. So he walked, the rest of us could run sort of a thing.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. What else do I like to see ladies drink?
What about like a good old vodka soda? Cause that is a
sure,
skinny broad's drink.
That's fine.
I shouldn't say only for skinny broads. It's the aspirational skinny broads. So you can be skinny or not skinny, but you are watching your calories and you care about your figure.
Hmm.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. This is a seltzer, but it doesn't have alcohol in it.
Well, that's a word that you used earlier today.
I think that's okay.
Mm.
And I don't really like the shape of this one, though. I don't like the long can.
Mm.
It's too phallic. I mean, this just looks like...
I mean, come on. You know, that's basically every can.
Take a sip.
It's a Celsius can. That's a Red Bull can.
That's good.
That's a seltzer can. What do you expect it to be like a hamburger shaped? I mean, come on. That's
no,
really
a can.
To use.
Not a, like a... I don't know if you can say what I want to say here, but not like a bulky...
Chode?
That's what I wanted to say. I don't know if you can, but... That's all right. We'll try it out and see what happens. See what Joe Bordeaux has to say about that one. Yeah. But like this one's like, you know, this could be somebody's.
What?
I mean, some people. It's still a thick boy.
What
I mean, just people with big ones.
Such as?
I don't know. Anybody could have this.
Well,
not me. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, this one's too. Don't like it. I'd rather have the fat can.
I mean, if you think about it, most beers are phallic shaped in nature. So.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are like glass ones.
Yeah.
Like a Heineken or a Corona.
And a glass can. Yeah. A glass bottle. Yeah. 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 I get it. You could definitely, you know, deep tea those things.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty easily.
We have some announcements.
Thank you.
Some announcements that we'd like to make. Let's start with, we got a birthday in the house.
Birthday in the house.
Birthday in the house. Holyoke Joe Lupien, one of our biggest fans, if not the biggest fan.
That's right.
He's 45 today.
45.
And he is celebrating. Joe. Ask me how.
How you celebrating, Joe?
He's eating. He be eating like Lizzo.
What is he eating?
He's eating donuts. He did a photo shoot with some donuts and cake pops and donut holes he sent to me. And I was... My hand started to drift south.
Like,
God. Don't do that. And then for lunch / dinner / snack, who knows, he got some Indian food. He got some,
yummy.
I believe, masala.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I don't know what meat, perhaps chicken. Or beef, lamb. No, definitely not beef.
Definitely not beef.
Perhaps lamb masala, but he was showing me pictures of that with the basmati rice. Greatest rice grain to have ever existed.
Long grain.
So delicious.
It's very phallic.
So, Will.
What?
Everything to you. Just see that you see the penis and everything. Penis tinted glasses.
I mean, it is the most hung of all rice grains, the Balmasati.
What about the wild, the long grain rice?
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's dark.
All right, check it's that
brown,
boy out.
It's dark brown.
I like that.
But yes, basmati rice with it. I don't know what they put in it, like butter and some spices. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. So happy birthday to Joe, who is 45 today.
Happy 45th, Joe.
Yeah. I don't think he's seen the outside of his room for the last 5 years.
Oh, somebody take Joe outside. Roll his ass out there. What's wrong with
Joe? Have you seen outside in the last 5 years? Where not through a window? He lives in. Oh, you're asking.
No, I'm in the chat.
Oh.
When's the last time you've been outside, Joe? I know he's here.
Yeah, I see him.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, so wish Joe a happy birthday. God bless him.
God bless Joe.
Yeah, Jesus Christ has helped him through a lot, so I'm not going to knock Jesus.
Sure, sure.
I also want to say some thank yous to people who have contributed to the show, our life, our bills. Thank you very much. We want to say thank you to Josh Fish.
Yep.
Josh Fish, thank you very much.
Who I think might be new. I haven't seen that name before. He came by, said he liked the show, and then was nice enough to contribute. Well, I won't say how much, but a very generous donation.
Anything
to counts. The Venmo. Will Kuntz, by the way, on Venmo, if you're feeling froggy. Mm.
Garrett Forsyth? Forsyth.
Gotta love
Garrett. Is that the park in Savannah, right? Or is that Forsyth?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the big, you know, the, oh my God, Anna. Not Saving Private Ryan. Run, Forrest. Forrest Gump. The Forrest Gump. Sorry. My brain's working a little slower today. The Forsyth Park, that's where they filmed Forrest Gump, I believe, parts of it. But anyways, thank you to Garrett and also James McNally.
James,
God bless. Yeah. Thank you so much. Awesome. Very generous. So we want to make sure that we thank the people we need to thank.
So, and I did thank you for those announcements, Anna. I do appreciate that. Joe last saw the outside in an ambulance last November. Oh my God.
Okay, well, that counts because you were out in the open. I believe this is when he was transferred from his home to the home he's in now, if that makes sense.
It does.
So,
it does.
Sorry, Joe, but also congratulations on 45.
Yeah.
No one thought you were going to make it past 42, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, God bless.
Oh, boy. I hope to see you on 46, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did have a great 4th of July. I hope you did as well. Everybody had copious amounts of booze. Anna had bourbon. And what else did we do, Anna? My memory is hazy.
I'd like to fill people in on the uncensored part of the show. And there's a reason why I didn't really explain what I wanted to talk about, because sometimes it's just easier to ask for forgiveness instead of permission, if you know what I mean. So I didn't want to consult you before the show and you go, Anna, I don't think that's a good idea. So I'd rather just prefer to do it live and deal with the fallout.
All right.
Because it's good.
All right.
It was the highlight of my day, possibly year.
Oh, boy.
Because I laughed and I laughed so hard, very hard, to where like the tears started coming out, bellyache. And then I opened my eyes and someone had left the party.
What happened?
We'll discuss it in the uncensored part of the show.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm learning things that I didn't know.
I didn't really know either, but thankfully there was a sober person present, so they decided to fill in the gaps that I had.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, which very is great, because I'm like, did that happen? And he was like, yeah, it did. And I went, oh,
that's spicy. So, good. We'll learn about that. So we are doing, by the way, folks, Radio St. Pete audience out there, regular podcast listeners, 30 minutes up front. And then 30 minutes on Rumble, Twitter, @home_made_man, and HMB Radio on Rumble, as well as willsyoutube.com, which is just the YouTube. So go subscribe there. You can get it for free, the extra uncensored content, which is always good. Now, if you're an audio-only person like myself, and you don't want to watch the vacuum or the cats, then you can get the audio-only podcast on Substack, which is free right now. If you go to hmbradio.substack.com, you can get a free little link that you can put in your podcast feed and you can get the full uncensored podcast. And we're going to think of other stuff, but it's, you know, time is, it's pressing down on me heavily.
Mm.
And I have trouble sometimes even doing this show, but I still want to do stuff. And Anna's yeah, you know, I'm just thinking.
Your eyes are saying, help me, help me.
I woke up last night and my heart was beating super fast and everything. And no, I just knew I was having like a mild panic attack. I know what these are, and just everything that's going on, just kind of like flash, and all the uncertainty and all of
that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, I've had that my entire life, but
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I knew what it was. I knew I wasn't dying, but and then I just couldn't fall back asleep. So
what time of the day?
It was the middle of the night. I slept great the first half of the night, and then I just woke up and was not. I was just in disarray.
Yeah. So,
just the uncertainty of everything. Things, you know, what's changing like? Rapidly.
It's awesome.
It's not. I mean, it is and it's not. It's exciting, but not. Things are potentially happening, probably not. It's just a lot, you know, it's just a lot. So I miss the days of being able to just do podcasts. Like when, you know, Johnny and I were off for Lightning games, I would just do podcasts here. And that was fun. And I miss being able to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like there's a few, almost burped into the microphone, a few people out there that enjoyed that. So I miss doing that. It was fun. And now I'm, you know, just doing this.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's all right. It's all right. Right. Listen, who knows? It's the future.
It could be worse. You could live in like, you know, Rafa or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be Yemen.
Yeah.
But you know what's given me a lot of hope? Joe Biden. Let me tell you why. Dude, I was watching Joe Biden. Everyone's talking about, oh, he's old and he's decrepit and he's disintegrating. And I just thought to myself, If he's pulling this off, I could be a radio personality. I could get a job. Like, you know what I mean?
He's got a lot of people covering for him.
It's who you know, not what you know. And that gave me some hope for the future.
By the way,
thank you, Joey B.
He's toast. He's done. No chance. He's out of the race.
Joey B.
By next week.
Joey B.
I want him in the race. I want, I almost said the R word. I want R words as our leaders. Who don't know? I just want it to all.
This wish might just get granted again. So,
even any way you go, it's going to be R-worded.
Yeah, but it gave me a lot of hope because I was like, man, if he's pulling this off, I could do some stuff. I could be a doctor if I wanted to. If he's pulling off president, I could be a mid-market, you know, morning anchor.
Is he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the mascot.
Doesn't mean you're doing it well, but it's happening. It's happening. He got the job. He's doing it.
Oh, did he?
He's doing it. He got it on paper. He's 46. Mm-hmm. He did it.
Yeah.
You know, and if he could do it, I could do some stuff. That's how I felt about it. I'm like, if he could do this job with dementia, surely I could get a job somewhere doing something. You know?
Well, he's going to get fired. I think by next week, he's done.
They'll give him the other pill, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, the
cyanide pill.
Put it under his tongues. Hunter is going to be in there with a pillow, putting it over his head.
No, Hunter wants him to be pressed.
Oh, your dad.
Because guess who's going to jail if he's not pressed?
Yeah.
Hunter boy.
It's crazy, man. Did you see that, you know, Joe Biden did an interview with George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, of course I saw it.
George Stephanopoulos, you know his background?
Yeah, Clinton campaign
manager,
I believe.
News,
yeah. Something. He worked in the White House.
Press secretary and just moved over to be ABC's head of news.
Yeah.
Which is great. Great gig. And he interviewed the president, and it was one of these heavily edited. I didn't see it. Did you?
Yes, of course
you
I did.
It's pretty heavily edited.
Biden was wearing a lot of makeup,
more
than I've ever worn. And I did dance competitions as a kid. And I'm like, wow, that's caked on his face.
Well, did you see that a TMZ reporter, I guess, had a hidden camera and saw him walking, jogging or something in New York and said, hey, what's up with Biden? What's going on? And that guy and Stephanopoulos said, yeah, I don't think he's going to make
it. He's like, honestly, I don't think he's going to last another 4 years. And he's like, cool, that's an answer.
That's an answer. That's exactly what he said. And now they're just kind of, and the funny thing about the media too is they're like, we were duped by this guy. There are some that are holding strong with Biden, toeing the line, but everybody seems to be bailing on him. That's why I think he's going to be gone.
Who's toeing the line? Like Joe Scarborough?
Or like AP, dipped. The Associated Press. There's been some like, you know, and the narrative, if Joe still is in the race, by next week, by the time we're doing this podcast, the narrative is going to shift to Trump's being mean to a senile old man What a mean
this
man.
This is your guess? Or?
Yeah. I think that's all they got. I don't know what they're going to do. No, they really painted themselves to a corner out here.
But I hope they leave him in. I just like a good fiasco. You know what I mean? Especially one that you're not really involved in, but it, you know, involves the free world. So the stakes are high. The stakes couldn't be higher.
Yeah.
And I think I said this before, but is this what being a sports fan feels like?
Kind of, yeah.
Because I am so excited for the next game, whether, you know, that be a G7 summit, NATO assembly, whatever goes on, another interview with a historic black radio station where they get fired because the questions were pre-prepared.
Oh, that's another thing. That lady just volunteered. There's so much happening. That lady, WURD, I guess it's an NPR station up in Philadelphia, just went on CNN and said, yeah, they just gave me questions to ask the president. They're like, all right, well, shoot. What are we going to do
Here's
now?
The thing. Everyone does that. You don't say it.
You don't say it. But it doesn't happen but this has been going on forever. Like, remember they found him with the card and it had the LA Times reporter on it. And he was like, and it had the question on it that she was going to ask. Because you have good cameras. I mean, you could get your freaking camera phone.
Biden?
Yeah. And he was holding the card with the question.
The debates are, they know what they're going to be asked. Not that helped Biden.
They're not supposed to, though.
What did he go to Camp David for?
I don't think Trump did. I don't think Trump had any idea. Okay.
Anybody can.
You're missing the point. Like, this has been going on for a long time. The point being is that, you know, you have all these journalists now who are on TV going, we were duped. I can't believe the White House hid this from us. I'm like, you were active participants in this. You didn't want the orange man back in, so you just let it happen. And now you're acting like, but they can't, right? They can't be like, yeah, we were toeing the line. Because then everyone's going to go, okay, you're a bunch of liars. Now.
Of course.
But who doesn't know? This is the thing. It just goes so deep. Who doesn't know? And people who don't claim they don't know are lying now.
Of course.
It's been so obvious. They just don't care.
So
they
what's
just
agree with it. Again, you have two options. One is to admit you lied. No one did that. Or the other one is to pretend you are shocked. Mm-hmm. Oh, my word. That was the first thing I said after the debate was over, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
They started doing the post-debate analysis, and they're like, oh, the Democrats are surprised how bad he's doing. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? We all knew this was happening for, like, the last 4 years. What's going on? I'm like, I'm surprised that they're surprised. And then I went, oh, this was all planned, and they're lying. They're liars. But it just makes it fun. If this is what sports is like, then I kind of get it. It's so fun.
I mean, it is, and it's terrifying at the same time. Fun and scary and funny, too. I mean, it's a shame watching. It's just funny watching, you know, the elites just fall apart. Because Joe Biden, like, you know, Trump gets a lot of crap about his family and his kids. And, you know, they all seem pretty normal to me. I mean, they're bombastic, maybe, but they all seem pretty. None of them have criminal records, right?
Let me tell you something. I got a new crush. A big time crush.
On?
Ivanka Trump.
Oh, yeah. She's good. Classy broad.
So classy, mm-hmm, and educated and poised and elegant and beautiful. I saw her on Lex. She did an interview with Lex.
Yeah.
Podcast with Lex.
The Mossad agent. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a lot in common. They're both, Lex is from the Soviet Union, but mm-hmm, Ivana's mother, whose name is Ivana. Ivanka's real name is Ivana.
Oh,
she
really?
Has the same name as her mother, and Don has Don Jr. So they just had Don Jr. and Ivana Jr.
Huh.
Ivanka, she explained on some, I did a deep dive on her.
Yeah.
But Ivanka is like the Bobby of Robert.
Okay.
It's like the baby name.
I see.
Willie for William.
Yeah.
So they called her Ivanka, but her real name is Ivana. So her mother just named her after her, which is kind of pimp, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched probably about an hour and a half of Ivanka on Trump on Lex, and she does jujitsu. So obviously I was like,
cool.
Her.
Yeah.
She has her mother was from Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia at the time. So mm-hmm, they had that in common.
Yeah.
And then she's also one of my people.
I wonder how much she had to pay to get into the tribe, because I know it's not easy.
Jared Kushner.
I'm sure he cut a check.
Well, you got to do some stuff. You got to do some gross stuff, actually, to convert. You got to do a lot of studying, and then you have to, like, sit in a bath, I think, called a mikvah, and with your own period blood. What? Religion's cool.
What's that?
You heard
me. Say that again?
A mikvah is something... My mom had to do it, like, before she married my dad or something, but I think it's when you have your period... And instead of a period hut, they put you in a period pool, and you just got to sit in your filth, you nasty B-word.
Just once or every month?
I don't think it's every month. I think it's like a cleansing thing that you have to do. I mean, the religious, the really religious people.
Yeah.
The Haradi. Mm. They do it, I think. I don't know.
Free bleeding.
Yeah, like Shabbat, whatever. But the people who are doing it pre a religious ceremony, like a wedding or something... You gotta sit in a bath with your period blood
for a whole time, for like the whole week.
I honestly don't know much about it because I don't want to say I'm a fake Jew, but I'm not a good Jew. So yeah. I haven't been to synagogue in about 15 years.
Wow.
And I never had to do the period blood bath.
My.
So, but my, you my, just my. Gotta sit and you just bleed. I'm like, can you bring your phone? Like, do you have someone to talk to? Do you have a little period
I think you're bug? Probably shunned. Cool. It's probably shame.
Like, is there a light? Is it in the dark? Is it a...
You should ask your mom.
I should, but I definitely know my
you
mom.
You should record some content and ask your mom about this and record it, and then we could put it out as a podcast.
Yeah, is it like one of those sensory deprivation tanks where you just like lie and float and bleed?
Does the pool have water in it, or is it just blood?
I think it has water in it.
Okay, well, at least there's that, so you're not just, you know...
But is it like fresh water? Is there chlorine? I'd prefer chlorine.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Just because I would feel dirty and I want to be in something that's going to cleanse me.
Yeah, but...
And how do they drain it? The one woman prior who bled all over this? Is that... Can you get
What if AIDS? There's two? Is there two of them in there?
I think it's a solo bath.
Okay.
I think it's
Do solo they have multiple bath. Baths for multiple...
I don't know.
Because you sync up when you get in,
that
in
is
close
true.
Quarters. The ladies sync up
we
on
do.
The cycles.
We do sync up. That has happened to me my whole life with people close to me.
Yeah.
So wow. I'll learn about the mikvah and I'll report back.
Yeah, I think if your mom's up for it, I would listen to that podcast.
Yeah,
about her experience. And what if Phil, your dad, was just lying, and he's just like, "I'm gonna make this freaking jerk sit in a pool of her own blood if she wants to marry
I mean,
the big
mom
dog."
Was also a Jew, so it wasn't like. My mom didn't pay into the system; she was already part of the system.
But what if he's like, "This is a special secret." Way. What's your mom's name? Jerona?
She plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Jerona?
Ellen. Ellen Sue. Not a very Jewish name.
No.
Ellen Sue. And I think that is her first name. Like, she doesn't have a middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her name is Ellen Sue.
Oh, that's very Southern.
That is very Southern. That sounds like Bible Belt.
I love
but,
it.
But, yeah, Ellen Sue.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should do it. I think that would be a great podcast, and we'll put it on Substack.
Sure, my mom would like to talk about it.
Just go sign up for free right now, hmbradio.substack.com. Mm. willsyoutube.com, of course, over there. Rumble, HMB Radio on Rumble. And Twitter, home_made_man. So yeah, Joe Biden is toast. Kamala will be the nominee. I'm calling it maybe even as early as next podcast. I'm going to put the money down. If you're willing to take the bet, I'll take the bet.
Are you talking to me? Is this yeah. like a you like a dollar?
Yeah, we could do a gentleman. Yeah, that's what.
Dollar.
$1.
Wait, what am I betting that it's a one
that
week?
Joe's out by week, next podcast.
Day.
Yeah.
So, but is that today or next podcast? You understand the dates are different.
Oh, right. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, the 17th.
The 17th.
He's out. I say he's in, baby. He's in.
How about that?
Yeah, $1 on the line.
Wow. We didn't even get to anything. I feel like I'm already coming up on the After Uncensored program that you should get if you're listening on Radio St. Pete or the podcast. You can join us live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And that's fun. And we got a chat going. It's a hoot. Joe's in there freaking.
Birthday boy Joe.
Yeah, there's
45.
There's some people in there. It's good. So I think y'all should join us at willsyoutube.com or Rumble or Twitter. @home_made_man. It's fun. And what else? I guess that's it, right?
Yeah. Start to cut. I think that's it. So let's cut to the fun part.
Let's cut. I feel like we got to give him 50 more seconds. So Hannah, we can't leave Radio St. Pete hanging like that.
I would give him the full 30 bins.
Yeah.
Well, you might be catching me around town.
Oh.
Oh, wiki wiki. That's all I'll say.
What is that?
Cliffhanger. Wiki wiki.
Well, catch Otta around St. Pete, apparently flicking some beans or something, whatever she's doing there.
Yeah, you can catch her. You know. I might have some gigs coming up in the near future.
That's what I'm talking about. Good, good. Whatever. Well, goodbye, Radio St. Pete. Goodbye, audio only people. HMBradio.substack.com, WillsYouTube.com. Go there. We'll continue the fun for another half hour, and we'll see you there. Hopefully next week, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Bye-bye, freeloaders.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.